Hello and welcome to my podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditation. My name is Jill and I am an intuitive healer, a meditation coach and teacher, and have been broadcasting my meditations for nearly 6 years. I am grateful that you found me. I hope you enjoy my meditations. Many blessings. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in, all the way down to the belly. And slowly exhale. Nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Last one, deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Go ahead and relax the breath, keeping it low in the belly. Keep that nice gentle rhythm, that natural flow of breath. Relax the shoulders. Move that relaxation down the arms, all the way to the tips of your fingers. Allow that breath to just bring you to that gentle, relaxed state. Nice and relaxed. And take your time with the breath, keeping it low in the belly. Feel that rhythm of breath move through the body, just like an ocean wave. Breath comes in, tide comes in, breath goes out, tide goes out. Your mind focused on your breath, bringing you to that deeper state of relaxation. And the muscles in your jaw relax. We're going to begin meditation today by visualizing ourselves standing on a road. We can only see our feet. Here we are connected to the earth, standing on this road. Gradually lifting your eyes and looking around you, letting the landscape fill in. Hearing the birds and the wind. Feeling the warmth of the sun on your skin. Smelling the fresh air in your nose. Want your eyes to look down towards the road. Allow your eyes to follow this road far as you can see it. Looking at it twist and turn, or maybe just make a straight path directly in front of you. Let's begin to walk. Feeling your feet rise and fall as they connect with the earth as you make your journey down this road. Pay attention to the landscape. As you walk, watch how things may change. Ahead, there's a fork in the road. You have an opportunity of choice, going left or going right. You also have a guest on either side of the road, someone that will walk with you if you go left, and someone completely different if you go right. Now, as you're paused here for a moment, I don't want you to think about the people that are walking with you to make your choice. I want you to feel it in your body. So as your body begins to move left, does it feel right? Does it feel correct? And as your body moves right, does that feel correct? We know what these feelings are in our bodies. For some of you, only after you make your decision will your guest that walks with you be revealed. Your guest may or may not have anything to say, but it's your opportunity to ask questions. The two of you come to another fork in the road. This time, one way leads to a house, and the other one is a continuation of the road. This time we're stopping into the house. I want you to walk with your guest down this path until you're at the front door of the house. As you get to the front door, I want you to take a moment to pause. Just take a deep breath in. On the other side of that door is a memory. Your memory. A memory that may include your guest and may not. It's a memory from your life. A moment that perhaps you wish you could do again, relive, do differently. So I want you to just pause for a moment. I'm going to count back from 3 to 1, and then I want you to step through the door. When you do, this is where you'll be on your own for a while, but I'll call you back when it's time. 3, 2, 1. Go ahead and step through the door. It's time to come back through the door. And 3, 2, 1. Standing once again on the other side, facing the front door of this home, with your guest standing next to you. In their hands, holding a gift as a reminder of that moment and the gift that it brings you. Holding it in your hands, go ahead and bring it into your heart center. And take a nice deep breath in. Slowly exhale. With your guest, walk back to the road. Leaving the house behind and continuing on your journey. Feeling your feet rise and fall, reconnecting with the earth. Overhead, you see the sun has moved in the sky and is setting in the horizon. Your guest is still walking next to you. I want you to notice how far ahead you can see the road. It twists and turns, or is a straight path directly towards the sun. I want you to stop on the road. Just take a moment to be present in this place. Seeing that sun go down behind the horizon. Smelling the air in your nose. Hearing the sounds of nature around you. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in, all the way down to the belly. Slowly exhale. Bring your hands into heart center. Just take a moment for reflection, maybe an affirmation. Think about your meditation. Become more present in your body. Take a deep breath in. Slowly exhale. When you're ready, go ahead and come back to me. In today's meditation, we use the visualization of a road in comparison with our life. So when we begin walking it, we're not really sure at what point we begin walking. Is it the beginning? Is it the middle somewhere? Is it at the start of a big life moment? We come to a fork in the road and we have to make a choice. We can see a guest. We know that we walk with someone at that point of our life or on that point of the road, but we can't... We need to make a decision based on how our body feels and not necessarily what our mind feels. So some of you may have recognized these people and thought, oh, I'm going to walk because I know that's Joe. I know that's Jane. And so I'm going to walk with them, you know, accordingly. And what I really wanted you to do at that point was to get out of your headspace and really feel with your body which direction you were supposed to go. Because based on the direction that you went, that is what you would have seen in the door, through the door, was the memory associated to that decision or that moment in your life and how it might have changed things, what awareness you have that's shifted because of that decision, and now continuing to walk on that path, and what does that look like for you? We always have choice. Even if we feel we do not, we always have choice. And so going back to that feeling in our bodies of empowerment of these choices, and that we did have an opportunity to choose, and then the learning or the higher, you know, the expansion of self that we've gotten from that. So as always, I hope that meditation today brings you a little step closer to that awareness and healing for yourself. And as always, wholeness. I wish you all the best.